This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're here to get rid of the scar tissues in your brain, the things that allow you only to think one way, because there are all kinds of ways of thinking about things. We're here have a little fun, think a little bit, do a little jig. Jennifer Horn is here. Doug Steffen presenting the best of all possible days. Jennifer is here. Kara's here. Victoria's on vacation. So let us get to the problem of the hour, Jennifer. What are we fixing?
Well, obviously a lot of big news with Jussie Smollett and, of course, the Mueller report. Now the word is that the report, as it will be released to the public, will be out in not days but weeks not months. So that's good news for people who are waiting on that. But a little bit of
public Are you waiting for it?
Sure, absolutely.
You are? Why?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's kind of interesting. It's interesting. It's good to know. Transparency, you know.
You know all there is to know, I think, at this point.
I'd like to think so.
Yeah, I think so. All right, so
but,
Smollett,
pop culture, well, yes, but pop culture news, this is what has been trending over the last 24 hours. Wendy Williams, who has started to talk about her troubles. She talked about being a cocaine addict, having problems with alcohol.
She talked
about having a sober coach and that she was living in a sober living facility. There were rumors that her husband, who's an executive producer on her show, had impregnated his girlfriend, and it turns out that this woman gave birth on Sunday. Well, Wendy Williams was hospitalized on Monday after she relapsed. She was found intoxicated by her team hours after she checked herself out.
Walking around the streets of New York.
Yeah, checked herself out of her sober living facility. I feel sorry for Wendy. I think she's very likable. She's obviously got addiction issues to deal with. Obviously, having your husband have a baby with someone else, if this is true, but the timing sure suggests that it might be. According to the Daily Mail, the talk show host was taken to a local hospital. She was given an IV bag. She was cleaned up, sobered up, and she returned to her show on Tuesday, according to Page Six, and she has checked back into her sober living facility. This just came hours after her husband of more than 20 years, Kevin Hunter, and his alleged mistress, Sharina Hudson, welcomed a baby on Sunday. He's 46. She's 33. Wendy is 54. So you can see all the ages there. Williams was spotted leaving the sober living facility in New York on Monday morning without her wedding ring amid the news. However, she put the ring back on for the taping of her show, and that's because her husband is still an executive producer of the show. So on set, she's living this life of still being married and saying she's very much in love with her husband. So this is the latest in her struggles, and boy, I really do feel sorry for her. I think that it's a lot going on for somebody.
Jussie Smollett. I don't want to make a comment about her because I have off and on, I don't say a big fan, but I've respected what she's done with her career, but she obviously can't handle this sort of thing, and not many people could. Betrayal like that,
I think it's sad to play out so publicly. Like, it's such a personal thing, and now everyone knows what's going on. And when she does the TV show, it's like she's going to be looking into an audience of people who know exactly what's going on in her personal life. It's kind of sucks.
Yeah, it's hard to... It's kind of like when Gary Hart's movie around now of Gary Hart's campaign when he was outed having an affair with this young woman, how he and his wife handled it. What's his face? The Australian actor, Jackman. Hugh Jackman. And he does a great job. I saw the movie on the plane last night coming home. It was quite a good movie, and I'd forgotten about Gary Hart and what a bum he was.
Donna Rice, yep.
Yeah. So, anyway, let's just go back to Jussie Smollett for a while, only because I want to know, everybody's heard now he maintains his innocence. The deal was a bad play for everybody but him, it looks like. Who knows where he's got a picture of the prosecutor with a chicken. How this deal came about, nobody really knows. But I don't get what's happening to his career and his appearance on Empire. Is he back? Will he be back? Has anybody said?
They had never made a final... they never made a final decision. They removed him from the final three episodes of the show because he was going through all this when they were taping those. So if you're watching Empire now, he's still a part of the series, but he won't be in the last three episodes. I don't think that they had determined whether or not they were going to keep him. I know that they just kind of got rid of him for those three episodes because it was a distraction to the other cast members. So I guess it's up in the air. According to TMZ, half of the cast says that he's innocent. The other half says he's guilty. And there is a war of words going on in the set about what to do with him.
The writers posted on Twitter yesterday, see y'all Wednesday.
Yeah, they were gloating about it. And that's what, you know, that's the other part of this, is that Fox was losing a lot of money on Empire because it was a good hit for them. And ever since this scandal, no one had really been watching. Their ratings had fallen. And so it makes you wonder, were they involved with this? Like, how did he get that power, that clout to make this kind of deal and then have the case sealed so that no one knows ever what happened?
I thought it was interesting Trump or his son? I'm not sure. He said, I never thought I'd agree 100% with Rahm Emanuel.
That's what I said. I found myself saying the same thing, watching television, exactly. Going, yeah, good job, Mayor.
Yeah, well, he's made a mess of that city, but this is a mess. And then you think about, why are we spending so much time on it? It's just another one of those things, these scandals. There are pages and pages of scandals, all kinds of scandals. Here's another one. Duke University has been ordered to pay $112 million to settle a faked research project. Duke University is going to pay out, settling a whistleblower lawsuit after the feds said a research technician's fake data landed millions of dollars in federal grants. So now they're going to pay it back, $112 million. University submitted claims for a lot of research grants. They contain falsified info, fabricated information that unjustly drained the taxpayer from the NIH and the EPA and other federal agencies. Taxpayers expect and deserve the federal grant dollars will be used efficiently. You know what, pal? Said the local U.S. attorney. I expect all my money, no matter what it's for, will be used efficiently and honestly. Let's take a look at the Pentagon and see what's going on there, pal, or the Education Department, or a lot of these other departments that fritter away your money. This particular story occurred, the lawsuit started after a whistleblower and former employee at Duke named Joseph Thomas was, I guess, involved in the research project, Jennifer, and then he was tossed, and so he blew the whistle on him. The lab experimented with mice seeking to determine the effects of inhaling diesel fumes. And they got $112 million for that? I can tell you what happens. Where's my $112 million?
Right.
I breathe diesel fumes all the time on my tractors. Anyway, this guy, Thomas, is getting, as part of the settlement, $33 million. So the government gets some, and this guy who is the whistleblower gets $33 million. Not a bad. This kind of stuff, I think this kind of stuff goes on all the time. And it just, unless there's somebody to blow the whistle, that's, people get away with this stuff. False grants. It's really amazing how little we all know. The government's too big. Look at, what was it, earlier this week we were talking about all the things, the 39 Black Hawk helicopters, nobody knows where they are. And all the other corruption issues that the federal government has. So that's good food for thought. Here's something I'd like you to think about. Please, please, please. You got an old vehicle around? Been meaning to repair it or maybe sell it, but it's taking up space in your garage or your driveway? Forget the repairs. Time to donate it. Donate your car and support the Eastleigh Farm Educational Foundation. I'm very proud to be able to bring this to you as an opportunity for anybody around the country to help support the preservation of wholesome farming, family farming. The land here has been preserved for hundreds of years, and with your help, it can be preserved even longer. Your donation goes to support one of the last great American institutions, the family farm. Donating your vehicle, very easy to do. It gets towed away by the towing company. Because you didn't have to pay for anything. You just donate the vehicle, make a call to 888-342-4483. They'll come pick up your car, your boat, your trailer, whatever it is. You got a motorcycle? Gonzo. And your donation will qualify for a tax deduction, too. Check out all of the ramifications of this with your tax professional. A lot of good can be done. Help protect and preserve the American family farm. Donate at 888-342-GIVE. That's 888-342-4483. Or you can complete the enrollment form at djvshow.com. That's 888-342-GIVE. Or go online to djvshow.com and donate. Look for the Donate Your Car button.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. In clinical trials, Prevagen has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen, the name to remember, now available in stores everywhere. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, this is Victoria with the DJV Show. Want to leave a great lasting impression? Studies have proven that a smile is a person's most unforgettable feature. I've got the perfect risk-free solution that will have you on your way to a more confident you. Power Swabs, the world's most advanced teeth whitening system, transforms your smile in as little as 5 minutes. That's right, it's only 5 minutes. After using Power Swabs once, I was instantly amazed by the results, and now there's no going back. I don't think twice about cracking a smile. Power Swabs are super fast and easy to use and hygienist approved. Why give up on your coffee or wine when you can transform your smile in as little as 5 minutes? It's a no-brainer. Get Power Swabs today. This exclusive offer is not available online or in stores. Call now for your Power Swabs. 800-208-1797. Again, that's 800-208-1797. Call now for your Power Swabs today at 800-208-1797.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
You know how we make it work here on this program and others? You hear the hosts of the program always doing, now these days on talk radio programs, they do what we call endorsement spots. And yesterday I was listening to Jennifer on her local Los Angeles program, doing great. It was a very good show. There were a lot of great things you were talking about. You're having fun.
Well, thank you.
I know you so well.
Sometimes you don't say those things.
No, because I'm not. Well, never mind. That's not important.
Yes, it's okay.
But anyway, I heard you do a spot for Calitrin.
Yeah,
which
I love
was
it.
Very convincing. So why don't you do one now? Let's see how well you can remember it. Huh? Yeah, no.
No pressure, but right? Well,
I want to hear you do it.
Well, Calitrin is a supplement that helps your body increase its collagen reserves. And so what that means is when we turn about the age 30, our body just makes less collagen naturally. That's why we start to feel a little older. We feel a little flabbier. Maybe our joints hurt a little more. We don't feel as great as we should. So Calitrin helps your body sleep better at night. You get a more restful, peaceful night's sleep. And then you have more sustained energy throughout the day. It makes your skin look fantastic. Your joints will feel a whole lot better. And it's got 20 years of success behind it. The greatest thing is that it doesn't make you feel jittery. It's not like other diet pills where you feel like you can't have a cup of coffee throughout the day because your nerves are on edge. So Calitrin has really kind of this... It's so easy to take because you... Yeah. With other diet pills or supplements, and these aren't really diet pills, they just make you feel better. You have to carry around a bag of supplements or powders. Calitrin, you take 4 caplets, you go to bed at night, and it works while you sleep. It couldn't be any easier. So you should check it out. Doug uses it. I use it. We all love Calitrin.
And all you have to do is go to toploss.com. My deal is better than your deal on your program.
I think so.
Yeah, it is. At toploss.com, the special deal using the DJV code is that you get 3 bottles. That's a 90-day supply. And you get for the regular price. Then you get 2 bottles free. That's another 2 months. Don't have to pay for that. Plus $20 off the entire purchase. So it's a great deal all the way around. Free shipping. You got to use the DJV code, though, at Calitrin's website, which is toploss.com. So Three cheers for Jennifer doing a great job on that, telling you the story of Calitrin, the number one healthy choice for weight loss in our country. Get your special deal. Use the DJV code at toploss.com. Three bottles at the regular price, two free bottles, and then $20 off your purchase, plus free shipping. Great deal at toploss.com. 21 after the hour on the DJV show.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Dear DJV friends, we know you love the music, all kinds of music, so that's why we devote several minutes each hour to some of your favorite music and musicians, such as the case with our focus now on Ariana Grande, her 29-state sweetener tour, offering a voter registration initiative at every single stop, making her the latest big star to try to motivate concertgoers to go vote. She debuted Thank You Next Gen, hashtag Thank You Next Gen, play on her hit song Thank You Next during her show in Albany in partnership with a nonprofit called Headcount that works with people who are in the music biz to help get people registered to vote. They go to the concerts, and this is what Headcount does, employs volunteers, in this case at Ariana Grande's concerts, and they go up to the fans waiting in line to buy merchandise and ask them if they are registered. Here in Massachusetts, where I am, citizens can register to vote at 16, the age of 16.
I never realized
younger.
Is that common in a lot of states? I always just assumed it was 18 everywhere.
Well, you can't vote till you're 18, but you can register when you're 16. Yeah, right. I think this is very... I'm pleased to tell this kind of a story because I think more people need to be registered to vote who are legitimately qualified and eligible to vote. And we got a lot of people who are voting that have no business voting. And I don't mean because they don't know what to do. I mean because they're not legal citizens. So anyway, the state laws are different around the country. Aaron Gittleman, who's director of communications at this company, Headcount, says that Ariana Grande's campaign aims to get a younger generation involved, thinking about, actively involved in politics, which needs to be done. I think you're going to hear a lot. That's how Obama got elected, in part because a lot of younger people were engaged. That was not the case with Trump.
Wasn't the case with George Bush. Was the case with Clinton. I'm trying to go back. Actually, it's more often younger people are involved or identified with Democrats, but that wasn't the case when Reagan was running. I remember a lot of young people got involved in Reagan's campaign. Anyway, it's not necessarily getting involved in the campaign. You got to vote. And if you make a pledge for this, you get added to Headcount's system, which, depending on the state law, sends them an email on their 16th birthday instructing them how to register to vote.
So there are plenty of, like, 12 and 13-year-olds there who obviously can't register. So if you sign up and sign a pledge, then they will send you an email. And hopefully they'll only send you that one email. It won't be, like, you know, a spammy thing. But, yeah, they're supposed to send you a message when you turn 16 or 18, depending on where you live, to remind you to go out and do it, which I think is, honestly, all people need sometimes.
People are so
lazy, they don't go out and do it. So if you've got someone pushing you to do it, I think that helps.
Pretty incredible how lazy people are when it comes to this. This is your right. You're right, Kara. This is the right. We have a right, an amazing right in this country, to exercise our right and our options to vote. And we need to all be on that same page. Okay, moving along musically, focus now on Joan Jett, please. Song called Bad Reputation. Joan Jett taking the stage at WrestleMania the 7th of next month. She'll perform her hit song Bad Reputation as Ronda Rousey makes her grand entrance into the ring. The queen of rock and roll. A Joan Jett, music legend, icon for powerful women everywhere. Did you know that the World Wrestling Association has a music group? I didn't know that, Kara. Did you know that?
They have their own music group, or they just have performers come?
No, they have a division of the World Wrestling Entertainment.
You know what? I saw this. I didn't watch the performance, but I saw two wrestlers in the ring performing Shallow from A Star Is Born. So maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, could be. Anyway, so this would be kind of extraordinary. Jett will join a lengthy list of stars who have been in these extravaganzas of WWE. Snoop Dogg, Pitbull, Kid Rock. There's a group of names together. Again, April 7th at MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. 28 after the hour.
How is it spring already? Didn't you just make a New Year's resolution to lose weight? How is it 4 months later already and the weight is still there? Don't put it off another second. Calitrin is easier than any other resolution or diet plan you've tried. Take it just once a day. That's it. It's even safe if you're diabetic.
Calitrin has worked miracles for me. I lost 50 pounds. I have regained my energy. I have regained some mental clarity. I enjoy life again. It's just been amazing.
I'm Bob from Lancaster. I lost from 233 to 186, and I feel good. I sleep better. I highly recommend it.
So I got the Calitran, and I tried it and was amazed at how well it worked. I lost my stomach. I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
All natural, drug-free, stimulant-free, Calitran works for weight loss and more. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Justice not served. That's what the Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson says after prosecutors dropped all charges against actor Jussie Smollett
after Smollett had initially been charged with falsely reporting he'd been the victim of a hate crime.
They wanted their day in court with TV cameras so America could know the truth. But no, they chose to hide behind secrecy and broker a deal to circumvent the judicial system.
Few details known about why the charges were dropped, as all records in the case have been sealed. President Trump thanks House Republicans for sticking together when it comes to the border after the House yesterday failed to overturn his veto of a measure blocking his declaration of a national emergency at the border with Mexico. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You'd build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you. The all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz. Vans. Born to run.
NSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
With a focus on you and today, this is the DJV program. Hi, Wednesday, the 27th of March. I'm Doug Steffen, Carol Schillen, and I looking over some of the things that we ought to discuss with you. Here's something that, it on the surface, this becomes rather concerning until you understand what really is going on. Yesterday, a Southwest Airlines Boeing 737 MAX took off from Orlando. An emergency was declared on the plane, and because of the engine problem, it turned around and just barely made it back to the Orlando International Airport.
mid-afternoon. So people are saying, wait a minute, what the heck's going on? These planes are all supposed to be grounded. Well, as it turns out, the plane's been sitting, as are many of the other planes around the country, just sitting at an airport. Wherever they were when the emergency was declared and the president said all these planes need to stay on the ground, that's where it was. And they have 35 of these planes. I know American is 24. And so when the declaration was made, the planes had to be parked where they were. They couldn't fly anymore. And so one by one, the FAA has allowed the two airlines, American and Southwest, to fly the planes out of where they were empty. This plane was empty. It was on its way to Victorville, California, where they have a storage lot, and that's where all these planes are sitting. The one that American uses is in, UFO country. What's the name? Why am I missing? There's a big airport outside of, it's not real. What's the name of the, where they have all the UFOs?
Is that in New Mexico?
It's New Mexico.
I'm not going to be able to think of it either. What's the name of that show?
Right. It's from there. Exactly. I've driven through the town a dozen times. And it's the radio station there we used to be on is WUFO. Roswell. That's it. Roswell. Right. So they have a big airport there. It's dry. All of those places. Anytime the desert southwest is a great place. There are, New Mexico, Arizona, mostly in Arizona, though. There are four or five of these old airports in New Mexico. There's a couple of this one in Victorville. The desert, because dry and hot, the planes don't, they don't suffer the consequences of being in the bad weather. So they park them there, and they'll be there. Air American moved theirs to Roswell, and Southwest moved theirs to Victorville. So they're just sitting there. This plane has not been flown with passengers since March 13th. So that is, 2 weeks ago? Yeah, 2 weeks ago today, as a matter of fact. They were grounded. And even though Boeing says they have a fix for it's the anti-stall system. And every time I get into this, my various sources say to me, why don't you give it a rest? You tell too many people too many stories. Nobody cares. They just want to know if the plane is safe. But I kind of want to have you know what really went on and why it was that these things were not really the airlines didn't know there was a problem. Boeing hid it from them. And so I was having a conversation last night at dinner with my children, and we were talking about this and how it is that these big companies get so inflated with themselves, because as I've said any number of times, Boeing is responsible for the largest amount of money in terms of international trade. We get more dough from other countries buying our Boeing planes, American Boeing planes, than any other transactions. They are the biggest exporter in terms of dollars that we have in this country. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. All it takes is four of these small planes, they're $250 million apiece. So, the four of them is $1 billion. You sell 25 of them to this country and 15 to that outfit and another, they've got orders for 2,400 of these planes now. And I'm going to bet that a lot of these orders are going to be canceled. And I'm not sure whether Airbus, which is the other main international competitor, they're no great shakes either. But it's, it's just one of those, I don't know. I don't know what to think of it. Well, I do know what to think of it. It's bad management at Boeing and lack of oversight on the part of the government. And the other airlines, the other countries around the world trust us. If we say the plane is airworthy, okay, then that's what people are going to go by. The Ethiopians, you think they got anybody over there to inspect their planes that they buy? No, of course not. They all get inspected in America. And then, bingo. So, all right, meanwhile, has Donald Trump seen the Mueller report? Anybody know? I've not. I should have asked that of Jennifer when she was here. I don't think that...
Obviously, I know Nancy Pelosi was out saying yesterday that everyone, I guess, in the Senate should Bieber in Congress should be able to see the report. So obviously none of them have seen it. I haven't seen Trump tweeting about anything besides being exonerated, though. So I don't know if he's seen all the details.
I don't think he cares anyway.
I don't think so either.
All right, to go back to the Boeing 737 MAX, Lufthansa just ordered 80 of them. So they must figure they're going to fix the problem. Airbus has a new plane that they're now touting is better than the 737 MAX. 737 is an older plane. It's been updated, like the A320 Airbus. Now it's called, the new one is called the Neo. And they're doing pretty much the same thing, cheapening up the plane, making more seats, push the seats in, less room in the bathroom, that kind of stuff. Who wants to fly on those crap cans? Good God. All right, here's something you'll find interesting. El Chapo has asked a federal judge to grant a new trial for him because there was misconduct in the jury. And the only reason he knows that is because he's responsible for the misconduct. He's trying to buy off the jury. I thought this was almost hysterical if the charges against him weren't so severe. Right? He's buying off the jury. And so his lawyers say, well, there's tampering with the jury, Your Honor. We've got to have a new trial. Guy's got a lot of balsam. I'll give him that. Good God. Imagine, huh? Whew. New Ford Broncos on sale. Anybody drive an old one? Richie McFadden has an old Bronco, and they're worth a lot of dough. The ones that are 30, 40. Have you ever driven or ridden, Carrie, even in a Ford Bronco?
I don't think so.
Like a dump truck. They look at, well, the old Jimmys, they come from the 70s, the 60s and 70s. And the new ones, they've revived it at Ford, go on sale late next year. They're starting to build them now. It'll have a removable roof and removable doors, just like the Jeep does. And the old ones didn't have that. But the Jeep, that's what makes the Jeeps cool. I never could quite understand that. People, I used to, as a kid, and even now I do it to an extent, depending on what I'm using the truck for, I take the door off of the passenger side. And I've been doing that. We did it on the farm when I was a kid. Because when you're out in the hayfield or doing a lot of work in the summertime, you jump in and out of the truck. And you don't want the door in your way, so you just take the door off. I shouldn't get a picture of that. But the idea, we were inspired seeing all the Jeeps ride around with no doors. And I always wondered how that could be legal. They have those cloth doors.
I was about to ask the same thing. I don't know why anyone would want to do it on the highway. I'm just imagining all of the heat and bugs and everything else that's getting in. Yeah. But, I don't understand how that's legal. I guess it's drive at your own risk.
They go to the federal government, the transportation department, and they get an exemption. The Jeep is an iconic iconic vehicle. It goes back to World War II. They started making them in the 30s, as a matter of fact. They were general purpose vehicles. That's why they call them Jeeps. GP for general purpose. And then they, after the war, when they started selling them commercially, they used the same platform that all the Jeeps in World War II and also Korea were built on. And they didn't have any doors. They were built for easy access. You've seen in MASH, for example, or any of the old war movies, you've seen guys jumping in. They don't use them much anymore, certainly in the field, because they're very dangerous and they're not well protected, but they were easy to jump in and out of and get to the theater. They could carry all kinds of stuff. That's what they were called, a general purpose vehicle. And they never ever had doors on them. They didn't even have roofs on them. That was an accommodation to put them into the general public's marketplace. But Jeeps have been fantastically well-engineered over the years. I used to buy them all the time when did I start buying them? I bought them in the 70s and the 80s till they stopped making the Wagoneer. And the Chrysler people have them now. They bought Jeep they paid, I think it was $500 million, just so they could have the four-wheel drive mechanisms for their own vehicles. They keep making lots of Jeeps, and they're very popular. And the Chrysler four-wheel drive vehicle, the Ram truck and those, they're all using the same platform. It's all the Jeep technology. And they wanted that, needed it, in order to have a competitive four-wheel drive the Chevy trucks, GMC trucks, and the Ford trucks. Bet you didn't know that, Kara, either, right?
No, I've learned something brand new today.
All right, let's see what else I can teach you about MyPillow. I was listening to a spot because now our pal Mike Lindell is all over the place himself doing television spots to help people get excited about the Giza cotton sheets that he's come up with. And he's done a very convincing job. This is his company. He started this from scratch. This is one of those great American stories. And now they've gotten away from just the pillows. That's their mainstay still, no question about that. Pillows are fabulous. But now they moved into mattresses, then they moved into all kinds of pillows. So to start with a pillow for you in the bed. Then they have pillows that they make for all kinds of different experiences and for all, like the dog pet. Those pillows are really good. I have one of them for Daisy. And then the mattress topper came along after the mattress. And then now it's the sheets. Mike Lindell says these sheets are guaranteed the most comfortable sheets you will ever, ever own. They come in all sizes. They fit all beds. The cotton comes from the Giza area of Egypt around the Nile River. Best cotton in the world. That's what they have. Best thing about MyPillow products, you can wash them all and dry them all. Oh, you know you can wash sheets. Always wash them when you get them so that they'll be free of anything that might have taken place during the manufacturing process. And then you're ready to go. Go to MyPillow.com, order your Giza sheets today, and use the DJV code. You get 30% off, plus the sheets will be shipped to you without cost. That's right, free shipping and 30% off the new Giza sheets just using the promo code DJV. So get yours today. A lot of people are paying retail. You don't have to. Save 30% on your Giza sheets. Best thing you can have on your bed, along with the pillows, Giza sheets and pillowcases. Free shipping, 30% off. Use the promo code DJV when you order online at MyPillow.com.
This report is brought to you by Milk. Love what's real. March is National Nutrition Month and a good time to focus on serving your family a nutritious meal every day. Mornings can be hectic, but preparing breakfast ahead of time can help families slow down and enjoy a balanced meal together to start the day right. Pediatrician Dr. Ilan Shapiro recommends a wholesome breakfast made with real dairy milk for its nutritional benefits, especially for kids.
Serving your kids a nourishing breakfast with milk is an easy way to set them up for a great day. Dairy milk is the top food source for calcium, vitamin D, and potassium, important nutrients that many kids do not get enough of. Dishes like overnight oats made with milk can be prepared the night before, giving you more quality of time together and a peace of mind than knowing that you're serving them a nutritious, satisfying meal.
Prep for tomorrow with real milk today. In a glass cup or bowl, breakfast with milk helps nourish and satisfy your family. Stock up on real dairy milk at your local grocery store today.
And now, a quick comparison from Grasshopper. When you're always on the go, what would you prefer? An office phone system?
Hey, it's Rochelle. Sorry I missed you earlier. Had an errand to run, but I'm back in the office, so give me a call when you get this.
Or one that works on your cell phone. No hardware needed, courtesy of Grasshopper.
Oh, one sec. It's a business call. Hi, this is Rochelle with WayForward Partners. How can I help?
There's no contest. Put your best voice forward with Grasshopper, the virtual phone system for small business. Try it free at grasshopper.com.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, the Pope is at it. He is not happy about people who kiss the rings of various people in the Catholic Church. That would be the cardinals, right? And the, who else wears the ring? The priest doesn't wear a ring. But the, Jennifer, I probably should not. Remind me to talk to her about this tomorrow, because I don't know what the Catholic tradition is. And I want to make sure that I have the right story here. I do have the right story when it comes to this Purdue Pharma. They make the OxyContin. A family is going to get $275 million to settle a lawsuit brought by the state of Oklahoma. This payoff, it comes before the trial is set to begin. $100 million of it goes to fund a new addiction treatment and research center at Oklahoma State. The family, the Sackler family, not named in the lawsuit, will contribute an additional $75 million over 5 years. They are the owners of Purdue Pharma. So individually they're paying, and the company is paying, $275 million. Now, pharmaceutical companies on this as well, Johnson & Johnson, there's a separate suit against them. All these people that are making these opioids, man, you're going to get it in the neck just in time for people to start using marijuana. And hemp. It's 10 before the hour on DJV time.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Understand what's going on in the movie biz. The man that I have been associated with for 27 years on this program and its origins, Chuck Curry, is here, a movie man, knows more about movies, DVDs, video than anybody else I know. Sort of a passion for him as a hobby. All right, so this is the music from Forrest Gump. People may remember the movie music, and they certainly remember the movie. So what do we have? What's cooking with Forrest Gump, Chucker?
Actually, Doug, this day in movie history, 1994, Tom Hanks won his first Oscar for playing Forrest Gump in the movie Forrest Gump. A year later, he won another Oscar for the movie Philadelphia, so he clocked two Oscars for Best Actor within a two-year period.
Right, so who's a better, more iconic actor of three? If we have George Clooney, Tom Cruise, and Tom Hanks, who do you pick to be the best of that three?
I'd go with Tom Hanks.
Tom Hanks? Is it? Well,
I
got to
say, I would go with Tom Hanks hands down, but I got to say, I would respect Tom Cruise's career a lot. I mean, the longevity and the fact that he's doing $200-something million action movies in his mid-50s that make a ton of money and are very well received, I think is a remarkable achievement. I like George Clooney, too, but I think George Clooney's best work for me personally was on the TV show ER. I love that show. I think he could add a better movie career. He's very selective in what he does, and he likes to direct small films.
Yeah.
Also. But, you know, it's an interesting story I just want to bring up. about Forrest Gump. There was a story that broke a few days ago that said that that Robert Zemeckis, the director and writer of Forrest Gump, and Tom Hanks actually planned on doing a sequel to Forrest Gump, but after 9/11, they scrapped the idea because they didn't feel it was appropriate. But one of the scenes that they wrote in the script was Forrest Gump being in the Bronco with O.J. Simpson. That would have been
really
a pretty fun. Yeah, that would have been a really interesting scene in that film if that played out on film.
Wow, I never heard that. That's very interesting. What do you know about this movie, Woman at War? Supposedly one of these new thrillers focused on what happens to our planet with the ecology breaking down. It was made in Iceland, apparently. It looks like a subtitle movie, but it's getting a lot of press. Is that, do you think it should? What do you know about it?
I don't know too much about it, but it sounds like one of those movies that's going to play primarily in art houses. If it's subtitled, it's not going to get a wide release.
Yeah, they're going to get a wide. Do you remember ever going to a movie in a major film, in a major movie theater that had subtitles? I was trying to remember.
Yeah, Paul, I have to think about it. But, yeah, I think years ago there were some. But it's very, you're not going to see that very much anymore.
What do you know about this teen romance called 5 Feet? What is it, 5 Feet Apart? I think it's about two children or two kids, teenagers, who have cystic fibrosis.
It's been out for the last 2 weeks. Actually, it's performed fairly well at the box. It's done like $25 million in the last 2 weeks. So it has been appealed to a certain younger audience. I have not seen it as if. There's one story I want to get your opinion on. TriStar Pictures is going to do a remake of Guys and Dolls, a 1950s musical, which starred Frank Sinatra and Marlon Brando. Supposedly a few years ago, Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Channing Tatum were very interested in doing this remake, but the project never materialized. Do you like the idea of musicals going forward? I know Spielberg's going to do a remake of West Side Story,
which is
going to take place, from what I read, in the 1950s. It's not going to be a modern retelling, which I think is very good.
Is he using the same script? Is he using the same script from the original movie?
I doubt he's using the exact same script. Probably the same blueprint for it. They'll probably bounce off different ideas. But supposedly this is a big pet project for Spielberg. He's wanted to do West Side Story for the last few decades. I'm excited to actually see it because, I said many times, he's easily the greatest director of our generation.
He certainly is, and most prolific. So in answer to your question, I think there's room for more music. I guess La La Land started that. People thinking about doing that, the show that Hugh Jackman did about P.T. Barnum. By the way, I saw a film last night on the plane coming home. Hugh Jackman starred as Gary Hart.
Gary Hart.
Have you seen that movie?
You know, what's interesting is that movie was dumped. It barely got a theatrical release. It primarily got released on streaming. We were going to book it in our local theater and wound up never doing it because it had no marketing push whatsoever. Yeah. Do you like it?
Well, it was a good story, a little unsettling. Vera Farmiglia, how you pronounce
her
name?
Really good.
Yeah, she's very, very good. She plays his wife. But Jackman continues to surprise. He has a very thick Australian accent. Yeah, he is kind of like Christian Slate. Christian Bale. These guys have these thick, thick Australian accents, and yet they can dump them and learn how to speak the regular American way. I think that's fabulous, frankly. Very good actors.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.